The following is a meeting with disciples with His Holiness Srila Satsarupa Das Goswami, given on December 26, 1995, in Sri Mayapur Dham.
"You are a fool," he said. "You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna.
Always chant Krishna mantra, japa sada, like Chaitanya sada." A mantra, this mantra, Sar, is the essence of all the Vedic hymns. In other words, you'll realize Vedanta by Hare Krishna. So then, he goes on quoting, "Krishna mantra haiti havi samsara mochana, Krishna nam haiti pavi krishnera charana." Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. So here are two effects of chanting. Freedom from samsara and Krishna charana. Attaining the lotus feet of Krishna. And Prabhupada says, "When one realizes that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Supreme Person, he becomes completely eligible to chant the holy name of the Lord. Such an ecstatic chanter and dancer must be considered to have a direct relationship with the Lord." So we all know this principle, that the name of Krishna is the same as Krishna. But what have we realized of this? Still, we preach it. We preach it even on the street corners, shouting in between Harinam. We say that the name of God is the same as God Himself, because God is absolute. So anything in relation to Him is Him. Now that's not true in the material world. If I want a drink of water, if I say water, water, I don't get the drink. But when you say Krishna, Krishna is there dancing on your tongue. And naturally, devotees, when they say this, they feel very happy and they feel convinced in this philosophy. So it's not that we're without some realization, but we have faith. But to actually understand that whenever I say Hare Krishna, Krishna is there, it also means, what is your understanding of Krishna? Our understanding of Krishna is theoretical, but we agree that whatever Krishna is, His holy name is also Krishna. Well, Lord Chaitanya says in the verse, "Nam Nam Akari Bahuda," that everything is there, all the transcendental energies. You've made it so easy to approach You by Your holy name. But unfortunately, I didn't have a taste for that. Idrisam Hajani Nanurada. Well, this is actually a very advanced stage, and it's one we should keep in mind, even if we keep it in mind only in terms of seeing that we don't act this way, we don't act, and we have to try to improve. For example, the books, the scriptures are also Krishna. So we can practice realizing this by always taking care of the books. One thing I try to do is I never use a book for anything except to read. The other day I had that picture there of keeping Prabhupada's water warm, and Madhu brought the water up, and I was still massaging Prabhupada, so I wanted to keep it warm, and I looked around, there's nothing here. I reached over for the Navadvipa Mahatmya, and I thought, I'll put that on top. And I said, wait a minute, it's not a water warmer, it's a Shastra, so it should only be, it's only serve as a Shastra, not as something else, a prop. I try not to use one scripture as a prop for another. So this is a little, these are practices whereby you begin to treat that this is Krishna. So assuming the holy name is Krishna, it should not be used in vain. It should not be used for material piety and so on. But it's a symptom of bhava. If you actually, when you actually come to that stage, of understanding. And Krishna is Krishna's name. The grammatical word juggler cannot bewilder a devotee who engages in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Simply addressing the energy of the Supreme Lord as Hare and the Lord himself as Krishna very soon situates the Lord within the heart of the devotee. By thus addressing Radha and Krishna, one directly engages in his Lordship's service. The essence of all revealed scriptures and all knowledge is present when one addresses the Lord and his energy by the Hare Krishna mantra. For this transcendental vibration can completely liberate a conditioned soul and directly engage him in the service of the Lord. So the first service is what? The chanting itself. We say, oh, energy of the Lord, oh Lord, please engage me in your service. And the first service is this, proper chanting. And then so many other services can come. There's in Namamrita, there's a section, I'm not going to read it all, but just a subsection. And the holy name is Krishna himself. But I picked out one to read from CC Adi 2. Devotees of the personality of Godhead know that Sri Krishna, the son of the king of Braja, is the absolute truth. They do not discriminate between Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastimes. One who wants to separate the Lord's absolute name, form, and qualities must be understood to be lacking in absolute knowledge. A pure devotee knows that when he chants the transcendental name Krishna, see, Krishna is present as transcendental sound. He therefore chants with full respect and veneration. Prabhupada used to emphasize sound, how important sound is. I'll give different examples. I heard him today say that it's more important than seeing, because when Krishna was present, people saw him and they failed to understand. But now, 5,000 years later, by hearing about Krishna, we're accepting Krishna as far as we're able. So the sound is so important. So we shouldn't think, it's only the sound vibration of Krishna. But it's a form of Krishna in sound, Hare Krishna. And in that form, everything is there, inconceivably, but factually. The other activities, the name and the fame and the pastime. So I picked this out perhaps because of the last sentence. He therefore chants with full respect and veneration. At least this is something that we can try to do. We can imitate the advanced stage, but meditation on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and in all ways understand the identical nature of Krishna and his name. But we can chant with respect and veneration, starting with paying attention to our own chanting. I mentioned about Bhava from TLC. The transcendental ecstatic attachment for Krishna, which results from perfectly understanding that Krishna's person and name are identical, is called Bhava. There were two points that we mentioned earlier about Lord Chaitanya's following his guru, and that was one, that he followed what his guru said when he said don't read Vedanta but chant. So he was obedient, and then the order was to chant. We should be obedient to the order of the guru, which is to chant. You can't be obedient and not emphasize the chanting of Hare Krishna. Well, this is another. There's so many glories and teachings about Harinam, like we were just discussing, and we go on discussing that Krishna is the same as his name. And another is that you have to chant on the order of higher authorities. Although it's very open for everybody, yet it has to be understood to chant seriously, received from the cyclic succession. Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master instructed him that one must read Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and with scrutiny to gradually become attached to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The holy name and the Lord are identical. One who is completely free from the clutches of Maya can understand this fact. This knowledge, which is achieved by the mercy of the spiritual master, places one on the supreme transcendental platform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself as a fool because, prior to accepting the shelter of his spiritual master, he could not understand that simply by chanting one can be relieved from all material conditions. But as soon as he became a faithful servant of his spiritual master and followed his instructions, he very easily saw the path of liberation. Another way to take that is, we have to follow all the orders of the spiritual master, and then we get the mercy of chanting Hare Krishna. So then he goes on and says that Lord Chaitanya's chanting is devoid of all offenses, and he lists the 10 offenses. And in this particular list, number nine is to be inattentive while chanting the holy name. That's a very important one to avoid. It seems to be a big impasse. So chanting on the must be done in the order of the spiritual master. There's also a section about that. One must receive the holy name from proper spiritual authorities. Here's a verse from CC, Antya 1. One has to learn about the beauty and transcendental position of the holy name of the Lord by hearing the revealed scriptures from the mouths of devotees. Nowhere else can we hear of the sweetness of the Lord's holy name. And then, the purport. One may receive a published mantra anywhere, but unless it is accepted through the chain of the cyclic succession, the mantra does not act. It is said by authoritative sources that any mantra chanted without having been received from the cyclic succession has no efficacy. And there are different aspects of that. Okay, Anishwar Puri's words again. Nama vinu kali kali nahi ara dharma sarva mantra saranam ei shastra marma. In this age of Kali, there is no other religious principle than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. Prabhupada, in his purport, he takes a shot at the material scientists and their scientific or empirical method. And he says that they don't accept this, of course, that the spiritual sound comes from the spiritual world. They have their way of knowing things. It has to be within material experience. So we should not, however, have anything to do with that opinion. Thus, although materialists who are addicted to experimental knowledge and the so-called scientific method cannot place their faith in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it is a fact that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra offenselessly, one can be freed from all subtle and gross material conditions. So the proof is in the person who actually becomes free by chanting Hare Krishna and tastes the nectar for which we're always anxious. So the real science is the science of the holy name, transcendental to material science, and not subject to that kind of observation, but only to one who does it with devotion. And scientifically, in the first verse of Shikshastakam, many of the different benefits are there about chanting, including it is the life of all transcendental knowledge, and it increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and gives us a taste of the nectar for which we're always anxious. And then, this is so nice because it's the whole setting is so nice. Lord Chaitanya telling about his guru and his personal relationship and telling it, he's preaching to the Mayavadis. So, as we hear, we're so drawn in, and they were also. It's a very effective presentation he's making, humbly, about himself as the faulty disciple, and telling these brilliant teachings of Harinam that he learned from his spiritual master. Then he's quoting him some more. After describing the potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, my spiritual master taught me another verse, advising me to keep the name within my throat. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nameva Kevalam, Kalo Nasdeva, 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 Katir Anyata. In this age of Kali, there is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative for spiritual progress than the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. So there, that verse is the most famous. But there are many other verses also in Srimad Bhagavatam to establish that in this age the chanting of Hare Krishna is the only dharma, the only yajna. While chanting the holy name of the Lord in pure ecstasy, I lose myself, and thus I laugh, cry, dance, and sing, just like a madman. Collecting my patience, therefore I began to consider that chanting the holy name of Krishna had covered all my spiritual knowledge. Pagala hailamami darya nahi mani eta chinta nividilan gurura charani. I saw that I had become mad, Pagala, by chanting the holy name, and I immediately submitted this at the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Kiba mantra dila gosai kiba tara bala japite japite mantra karila pagala. My dear Lord, what kind of mantra have you given me? I have become mad simply by chanting this maha mantra. I said, japite japite. I'm chanting, I'm japa japa, and I'm going mad. It's made me pagala. And then, as an example of this madness on a different level, it's not actually material madness. Prabhupada quotes, Yugayitam Nimeshena, Chakshusha Pravishayitam, Sanyayitam Jagat Savam, Govinda Virahena Me. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I am feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. It is the aspiration of a devotee that while he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his eyes will fill with tears, his voice falter, and his heart throb. These are good signs in chanting the holy name of the Lord. In ecstasy, one should feel the entire world to be vacant without the presence of Govinda. This is a sign of separation from Govinda. So, this is Prabhupada makes a purport in relation to the madness. Now, this is far above us, but actually when we are experiencing even the dryness, there's some connection that we're feeling all vacant, that we don't have a taste for the holy name. If in that dryness, there's the wetness, if you look into it deep enough. Like when you're digging a well, you dry and you keep going. Dry, dry, and then you get water. So that is, the dryness is the separation of Krishna. So we saying, oh Krishna, I'm choking on this dryness. I'm feeling all vacant in my chanting of your holy name. It's a little bit of a shadow, or there's some connection. Just as Prabhupada says, devotional service is one mango, raw, and then very succulent, ripe. So there's separation from Krishna in chanting, even in the beginning. Just a little bit more. Hasaya, nachaya, more kanaya, krandana, etashuni guru hasi, bailila, vachana. Chanting the holy name in ecstasy causes one to dance, laugh, and cry. When my spiritual master heard all this, he smiled and then began to speak. And Prabhupada explains the smile. When a disciple very perfectly makes progress in spiritual life, this gladdens the spiritual master, who then also smiles in ecstasy, thinking, how successful my disciple has become. He feels so glad that he smiles as he enjoys the progress of the disciple, just as a smiling parent enjoys the activities of a child who's trying to stand up or crawl perfectly. So Lord Chaitanya spoke like very innocently, naively, like enthusiastic, but what is this? As if he didn't know the science of Krishna name. What kind of a mantra is this? It's making me mad. But as he described, he wasn't proud that Gurudev, I have to tell you something, that I think I reached the stage of perfection. And I was showing all the signs of ecstasy in my body. He didn't present himself like that, puffed up. But yet he said that. I'm experiencing all the ecstasies. But what are they? What is this? Is it wrong? Is it right? So the guru was so happy. And it's described as like a child because of the way Lord Chaitanya is expressing it. Not knowing what it was. So, and letting his guru play the role of guru. Although Iswara Puri very well knows who is Lord Chaitanya and who he is. So he says, it is the nature of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops this loving ecstasy for Krishna. I'll stop there for the time being. If there's any discussion on what we read so far.
I don't agree with saying kind of what you think. You're saying that just to hear the mantra was an enough for her. She, her mind needed motivation. She needed to meditate on the meaning of it that you were in the mantra. And I just felt that listening was enough for me to be satisfied with what you're hearing.
Well, on one level, it may not be right for you, but it may be right for her. We have to be really careful about that. But of course, if someone is expressing something that's not Siddhanta, then that's wrong. Making some interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. But, yeah, well, you're right, and she's right. Prabhupada said, just here, just here. He gave that simple instruction. He said, yeah, but how can I control my mind? He said, the chanting itself controls the mind, just here. But if one says, I need to meditate on the meaning of the name, that's not wrong either. Is that a letter? Some devotee said, Prabhupada, is it offensive to think of Krishna's pastimes while we chant? He says, no, it's not offensive, but you must do it. However, it shouldn't be done artificially. When you chant and hear, then simultaneously, thinking of Krishna will come. So, just in some purely mental way, one shouldn't, so-called meditate. But it's a fact. The mind can hear and also hear the sound vibration and have some qualitative thinking and feeling can be there. A mood of chanting. If you can just hear, that's in a sense it's simple, but it's so stark, it's so hard to just hear. So what we find is that we're not hearing, but we're not meditating on Krishna's names, we're thinking of something else, the mind is going on. So if you see that it's going on like that, then better that I think of Krishna or holy name, meaning, and go on that trip of deliberately, indulgently, you know, working out something else. But if you can just like in last night, we had our kirtan, and one devotee was telling me that he really enjoyed the kirtan, and he was able to subdue his mind from the usual scheming and planning of all things he was going to do, and just emerge in the chanting. So that if he's able to do that, at least for some time, that's pure hearing. You're not thinking of those other things. And then everything will come nicely. But I would try not to make a judgment on the other devotees. Process of saying that I think of Hare means all energy of the Lord, and Krishna means Krishna. Whether you can synchronize that so quickly, every time you say Hare, you're thinking of Hare, and every time it can't be done just materially. I think Jiva Goswami has analyzed it, the mantra, that part of it is samboga, being with Krishna, and part of it is separation from Krishna, the way the words are joined, Hari Hari, Krishna Krishna. It's not like you can just materially run it through your mind, now I'm on the samboga part, now I'm on the separation part, now I'm on the samboga part. It's not a mental game. They analyze like that.
Guru Maharaj, you read from Srimamamrita that without being received from the spiritual bona fide spiritual master, the only name does not have any effect. But on the other hand, we do Harinam, and Prabhupada would say anyone saying Krishna even initially get benefits.
They say, well, one should not preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless person. And yet we do it. We invite them to chant. But there are, as an introduction, and yes, we don't even say that you shouldn't eat meat, you can't smoke cigarettes. We just say, Haribo, chant, everyone, chant, chant. And the holy name it goes to so many places, and now accompanied by Gauranga rock bands and this band and that band, and they get big auditoriums of people that chant. And so there's no condition first or said. We're going to chant now, and anyone who doesn't follow these four rules is not allowed to chant. However, then there's more serious stages of chanting before you can be connected to the cyclic succession and understand more. Hare is Srimati Radharani, Krishna is Krishna, and what is devotional service to Krishna as realized by chanting. So some the intimate glories of the holy name are not taught to those persons. And so it's like that. Introductory chanting is open to everyone. But if you want to chant more seriously, then you have to submit yourself to the spiritual master. What does that mean? Bhajana Kriya. Ado Shraddhak. That's the first stage of the big auditorium of people chanting. All right. Nice band. Nice sound. Let's chant. George Harrison chants. So I think I'll chant. And then Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya. Then you agree that you really want to be a devotee of Hare Krishna, and to serve Harinam, you should follow rules and regulations of right behavior. So that's then the spiritual master will initiate you into the holy name. I think we can say that you really can't make full advancement, although you can chant in the first stage, unless you receive it from the spiritual master. You have to be completely successful, you have to chant within a whole life of avoiding the 10 offenses. Like that. But so there's like by Lord Chaitanya's grace, there's like a first burst of mercy for any person that he just can chant and he gets real benefit. But then he has to make further progress, then he has to submit himself to the guru's instructions about rules and regulations and so on. As we do at initiation, they agree to follow the four rules and chant 16 rounds.
Just one more detail. anyone who is chanting the name of Krishna, will they eventually become devotees?
Prabhupada had that faith that it was a huge first step to take, and that eventually they would. And the quicker they are, will, according to how pious they are, and if they're impious, it may take longer, but they begin. There's different stories of how devotees would trick people into chanting because they knew it was so important. And Gadadhar Pandit, he got one Muslim. He used to go, had a practice of going to Muslim governors and so on, asking them to please chant Hare Krishna. So one governor said to him, "Yes, yes, I will chant Hare Krishna tomorrow." So Gadadhar began to dance in ecstasy. He said, "Oh, you have already begun. Why wait till tomorrow? You're already chanting." So he was so happy that Hare Krishna came out of his mouth. Like, why would he be so happy? But he took it just now. He spoke in the eyes of man. This cannot remain a materialist. The one who has that conviction, then he can spread the holy name and feel good satisfaction in seeing people chant and dance and take prasadam. Because he has faith in this, how the holy name works like that. A sincere student actually receives the holy name from the spiritual master, and after being initiated, he follows the regulative principles given by the spiritual master. When the holy name is properly served in this way, automatically the spiritual nature of the name spreads. In other words, the devotee becomes qualified in offenselessly chanting the holy name. When one is completely fit to chant the holy name in this way, he is eligible to make disciples all over the world. Thus, all the disciples of such a spiritual master increase in attachment for Krishna. You have a feeling that you want to stop your thinking.
Yeah, like Prabhupada would often say, the mind can rest.
Yeah.
In the Hare Krishna mantra.
Hmm.
So sometimes, like, at least when I chant, you know,
better, yeah.
You know, when it happens, I just listen so intensely to the sound vibration that I want to get the mind to stop talking.
Yeah.
And, every once in a while, it happens that it actually happened for like a quarter of a second. But I wanted to ask you, is this like a bona fide endeavor or
To quiet the chatter of the mind is a bona fide endeavor. And just hear, like Prabhupada said, just hear means stop hearing the other thing, the mind. One devotee asked me, I was having a workshop on chanting Kirtanagari, and she said that you're a writer, and you're engaged in the creative process, and so do you find that when you chant, you're able to get better access to your thoughts? You know, so of course we're familiar with the, we just can't think clearly, we can't break through. And then there are certain states in which we're able to think much more clearly, so we say we have more access to deeper thoughts and so on. So she was referring to that. And I said, oh, no, I don't think that's what chanting is for. You know, that when you start chanting and then you start getting some really good ideas for a book to write or a poem to write or something like that. And I said, I try not to do that when I'm chanting. Sometimes you get some brilliant ideas, but I try to restrict myself and not stop and start writing when japa time. So, Jai Dwaitam Maharaj is there. He said something like that maybe we can just write a one line something and then put it aside. And I agree with that, not a lot of note taking, but you might just write one thing down to pacify the mind. Yes, all right, I got your brilliant idea. Thank you. Now let's chant Hare Krishna. if he's screaming that, I just got a good idea, I just got a good idea. Let's write this such and such. So then you can just write down, good idea, write about how you first became a devotee. All right? And don't worry, if it's such a good idea, I'll remember it later when we go to do it. But if you really want to get empowered, let's chant. So I was telling her how, I said, there are other times when I do get access to things, sometimes in the shower is good, or there are other times when good ideas suddenly come to you, but you shouldn't use chanting for that. So it's a time to fully occupy ourselves in hearing the syllables, and however we can, praying to Krishna by calling his holy names. It is exactly like the cry of the child for the mother. Mother Hara helps the sincere devotee to attain the mercy of Krishna. That's why I say it's hard. What you were proposing is that is the way to chant this year. But we're so accustomed to just thinking out different things and being scatterbrained and listening to our mind. And that we have to practice it. And to give ourselves the best time to just chant. And no other activity at that time. We have a japa time, and that's when we chant japa. Not when we drive the car or something else. You have to chant yourself. It's good to hear the chanting. There's a under that section of chanting. Such a cheap book. That's not allowing to. BBT makes beautiful books for the public, but then they really save their money on Namamita. This section about hearing from higher authorities. There's one about, one must receive the Maha Mantra from the Guru who makes it more powerful. So Lord Shiva, he chanted first the mantra to the sons of King Pachanavarhi. He chanted the mantra so it would become more powerful. He advised that the mantra be chanted by the king's sons. When a mantra is chanted by a great devotee, the mantra becomes more powerful. Although the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is powerful in itself, a disciple upon initiation receives the mantra from his spiritual master. When the mantra is chanted by the spiritual master, it becomes more powerful. Lord Shiva advised the sons of the king to hear him attentively, for inattentive hearing is offensive. So that confirms that it's good to hear the chanting being done from the lips of the pure devotee. But then you have to chant. You don't just hear the tapes and you silently listen to good chanting. It's not that kind of thing, like we listen to somebody's chanting, but we have to chant then. So that chanting, sometimes we chant simultaneously along with the chanting of Prabhupada, but You have to be hearing your own chanting, certainly. That's why you have a tongue, that's why you have an ear. Yeah, it's a little late. I was going to say now, it's a little late. Yeah, we could have that. Yeah, one more night. We have, I like the kirtan, I want to stop that. But we're still on this topic, so we could have the kirtan, and then we could talk a little, and then stop in time and chant around together. That would be nice. Yeah. Someone just sent me new counter beads. Because it's just a mechanical thing to count. Sometimes I feel it's my only virtue that I count. I'm on the first round, I'm on the second round. But it is a virtue. It shouldn't be the only virtue. Prabhupada points out numerical strength at the six Goswamis. They chanted a measured number. Lord Chaitanya also counted. I thought it was a nice gift. This is from a devotee who's having a lot of mental trouble, can hardly function, and asked me to. I wrote some letters that I appreciated, and then they gave me this gift. Mine were broken. I had only 3 beads on one side and 16 on the other. I know this isn't going to save me, but the practice is so nice. Everything about it, counting the beads, chanting on the beads, keeping the beads in the bead bag. And it's nice to chant together. Yeah, we can do that tomorrow. So many pictures of Prabhupada. He's always got his beads. Chanting on the beads. About hearing Prabhupada chant, that there's some story, no one has it on tape or anything, and there's a story that Prabhupada was going out for his morning walk in Bombay, which is very early, during japa time he does it, it's usually dark, so he passed the devotees who were in the temple that were chanting and had a tape on. So the story goes that he said, why are you listening to this? You should hear your own chanting. But I don't know if that's a true story or not. And then someone said, well, you know the tape that Prabhupada played, that was a Sunday feast. And, you know, he was in front of everybody, so he was chanting very publicly. That's not necessarily the way he really chants when you hear that tape. So I mentioned that to Kavi Chandra Maharaj, and he said that tape was recorded when he was initiated along with other devotees. And Prabhupada, yes, he chanted round after round with those devotees. He said, oh, that was the most ecstatic rounds I ever chanted. So how could somebody say that wasn't really Prabhupada chanting japa? I was glad to hear that story. And I usually hear the tape myself for about 8 rounds. Okay. So, give out some prasadam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.